In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us. I tell you, there's a lot of things happening in the church today. We should not get alarmed by the terrible things that are happening. We need to pray. We need to pray. We need to pray that the church would be cleaned out by the blood of Jesus. I tell you, terrible things are happening. We hear it on the news every day. And yet, the one church that he founded is one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And I tell you, we need mercy. We need mercy. We need the mercy of God. We must not get discouraged. And I am discouraged today that all these things that have happened have, you know what, people aren't sending us money anymore like they used to. And we're not paying our bills like we used to. So I'm telling you, God has a plan for us, a plan for you, a plan for me. And he doesn't want us to sink in the quicksand of discouragement. Discouraged means to take heart out of. We need to be filled with the presence of God. We need to be filled with joy despite what's happening on the news. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day, the day of the Lord, will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one, Satan, is revealed, the one destined for destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. What is the temple of God? Is that the temple in Jerusalem? I don't know. I don't know. But it says he's going to take his seat in the temple of God. Right now, there is no temple in Jerusalem. Do you remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? And you know what is now restraining the Antichrist, so that he may be revealed when his time comes. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but only until the one who now restrains it, that's the Holy Spirit, it is removed. Please do not take from us your Holy Spirit. And when the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will destroy, how? With the breath of his mouth, annihilating him by the manifestation of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is apparent in the working of the devil, Satan, who uses all power, signs, lying wonders, and every kind of wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. So I'm telling you, it is so important that we keep our roots in Jesus Christ, in his blood, in his cross, in his death, and in his resurrection. There will be signs that the devil will make, but they will not glorify Jesus. Every sign that God does in my ministry glorifies Jesus, because it's Jesus who does these signs by the power of his Holy Spirit. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, leading them to believe what is false, so that all who have not believed the truth, but to take pleasure in unrighteousness, will be condemned. We want to keep our hearts fixed on Jesus. We want to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We need to keep our lives fixed on Jesus. If you see wonders and signs happening that do not glorify Jesus Christ, then they are not from God. They are from another person. If he can put sickness on you, he can take sickness off of you. Every sign and wonder that the Lord does must glorify Jesus Christ. But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers. Beloved of the Lord. Beloved, I love that word. Be loved of the Lord. Because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation. And through sanctification by the Spirit, through faith in the truth. What truth? In Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. For this purpose he called you through the proclamation of the gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose from the dead, that we are saved by grace through faith, and not of works, lest any man boast. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word, by mouth, or by letter. In other words, hold fast to my teaching that I sent, either by word that you've heard, by mouth that you've heard, or by letter that we're sending you. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God the Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. I tell you, we are called to do good works, but we are not saved by our works. We are saved by grace through faith. How the Christian needs to shine like stars in a crooked and perverse generation, because we live in darkness. The world is in darkness. The only light the world has are those people in the church that have given their lives to Jesus. You are the light of the world. Let your light continue to shine. Do not be afraid. Do not take the news that you would let the light go out. Do not hear the news about what's happened with priests so that the light will go out. No, you must let your light continue to shine. Shine, shine, shine until the coming of the Lord in glory. Let your life shine with love and truth. Let your life shine with the proclamation of the gospel. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us. Ah, Paul asks the Thessalonians to pray for him. Why? So that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be glorified everywhere. I tell you, we've taken off stations because we're not getting the money that we need. And you know, this is the time when people need to hear the word of God more than ever. And now we're $15,000 short for the payment of July. 15,000 people aren't sending money, and why? Because of the bad news in the church. And you know who's suffering? Those who are doing the will of God. We are suffering. But you know what? I will not get into debt. I will get off stations if I have to, because God has told us to preach in Boston, and I will preach in Boston until I cannot preach anymore. Do not let me take off more stations. I don't want to do that. The gospel is so needed now more than ever. We live in this dark generation when we kill our children in the womb and we murder them and we kill them. And who stands up for these children? Very few people. About 1 million children a year is killed by abortion. And who stands up for these children? Not very many people. Oh, go to Planned Parenthood and pray. That's all I want you to do, is go and pray. Pray the rosary. Pray the mercy chaplet. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for Paul. Why? That the gospel might go everywhere, just as it is among you, that we may be rescued from the wicked and evil people, So not all have faith. That's true, not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. Amen. He will strengthen you. He will guard you from Satan. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will go on doing the things that we command you in letter. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To the love of God. Oh yes, God loves you. God sent his Son, they call his name Jesus, to die on a cross for you, so that you and I would be washed clean by his blood, and that he would be buried and raised from the dead, and that we would have faith in him, not of works, but by grace through faith, and not of works, lest anyone boast. I'm not going to boast of the works that we do. We do them in Jesus' name. We do them for Jesus. Everything we're doing is doing in Jesus' name, and we're doing for Jesus. Now we command you, beloved, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness. Idleness is the work of the devil, and not according to the tradition that they have received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. In other words, Paul worked while he was preaching. What was he doing? Making tents. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you. He did not burden any of the churches. He made his own money. He didn't say, Paul preaches the gospel to get rich. Never. Paul preaches the gospel and makes money by making tents. This was not because we do not have the right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. In other words, we have the right to be paid for the gospel, but we don't take it because we want you to imitate us, that we do these things for the sake of Jesus Christ and in the sake of Jesus Christ. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies. Oh, please, don't be a busybody. Don't live in idleness. Let your hands be doing the work of God, not doing anything. But such persons we commend and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. Oh, yes. With all this discouragement in the church, people are getting weary to do what is right. We have a God that we serve in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, and he is in love with you. He has plans for you. We need to pray for the church. Yes, we need to pray for the church, not to leave the church, but to pray for the church. We need to do that. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. Take note of those who do not obey, that we say in this letter. Have nothing to do with them if they do not obey what is written in this letter, so that they may be ashamed. Do not regard them as enemies, but warn them as believers. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times. I pray that for you during these difficult days. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times. Not discouragement, not fear, not hate, not anger. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in all ways. The Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. This is the mark in every letter of mine. It is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Oh, yes, hear that for you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you during these difficult times. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. I tell you, the church has always had difficult times, but we've always prevailed because Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I'm telling you, those gates are trying, but we have a Savior who has bled for us. We have a Savior who has been raised for us. We have a Savior who is no longer in the tomb, who is at the Father's right hand, praying for you and praying for me. The first letter of Paul to Timothy. Paul, an apostle, once sent of Christ Jesus. When did he become an apostle? On the Damascus Road, by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope. Yes, Christ Jesus is not only our hope, he is our only hope. Well, I remember many years ago on Washington Street in Braintree, I believe, we met these young people and they were trying to pick up some girls, and the guy said, "Pray for us, Father. These girls are our only hope." I said, "No, your only hope is Jesus." They got in the car and we began to tell them about Jesus, about his death, about his burial, about his resurrection. They gave their life to Jesus, who is their only hope, who is my only hope. To Timothy, my beloved and loyal child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, that's for you too who hear me today. Grace, mercy, and peace despite the terrible things happening in the church or being uncovered in the church from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I urge you, as I did when I was on my way to Macedonia, to remain in Ephesus, so that you may instruct certain people. Yes, instruct them in the gospel. Instruct them in the way of God. Instruct them in the power of the Holy Spirit. Not to teach any different doctrine. Timothy is to teach what Paul has taught him, and not to occupy themselves with myths. This was a temptation. With endless genealogies, a temptation, and promote speculation rather than divine plan that is known by faith. But the aim of such instruction from God is love that comes from a pure heart. Oh yes, the gospel is preached from love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, a sincere faith. Some people have deviated from these and turn to meaningless talk. Don't deviate. Don't deviate from the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your only hope. He is my only hope. Desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make assertions. Now we know that the law is good. God gave it to us. But Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. If one uses it legitimately, the law is good. This means understanding that the law is laid down not for the innocent, but for the lawless and the disobedient. Yes, the law is for the lawless and disobedient, for the godless and for the sinful, for the unholy and for the profane, for those who kill their father or mother or murderers or fornicators or sodomites or slave traders or liars or perjurers and whatever else is contrary to sound teaching. I tell you, God is not into sin. God was into taking sin upon himself, becoming sin. Jesus became sin so that we, you and I, might be the righteousness of God. Jesus, our only hope, that conforms to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which he entrusted to me. Where? On the Damascus Road. Gratitude for mercy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service. What was the service of Paul? To preach the gospel, especially to the Gentiles. And that he first would go into the synagogue and preach to the Jews, and they would throw him out, and then he would go to the Gentiles. Because salvation is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentiles. Paul is the preacher to the Gentiles. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, yes, he killed Christians, a persecutor, and a man of violence. That's right, he put his thumbs down for Stephen. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. He acted ignorantly in unbelief, and he received mercy for what he did to Christians before he was converted. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, if God can convert Paul, he can convert you. Paul killed Christians. Paul jailed Christians. He is the example of mercy and peace that God gives us despite what we have done if we repent. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's you. That's me. Of whom I, Paul, am the foremost. Why is he the foremost? Because he killed Christians. Because he put Christians in jail. But he did it out of what? Out of ignorance. He did it out of ignorance. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost of Jesus Christ, might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in me for eternal life. To the King of all ages, be immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I am giving you these instructions, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies made earlier about you, so that by following these prophecies you might fight the good fight. They laid hands upon Timothy, and he received the prophetic word, and Paul says to live out that prophetic word, having faith and a good conscience. By rejecting conscience, certain persons have suffered shipwreck in the faith. In other words, they've gone away from the faith. Don't go away from the faith. Don't go away from the church. Don't go away from God. Please, I knew when I was a child there was scandal in the church, and I knew when people asked me, are you going to leave the church? I said, my faith is in God. My faith is not in the priest. Among whom Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have turned over to Satan, so that they may learn not to blaspheme. What I want to tell you today, I want to tell you to continue your life of God. I want to tell you to continue your life in the faith of the church. I want to tell you that God is true and faithful and wonderful, that he will not desert you or his church, despite the evil that has happened. God always is faithful and true to you, to me, and to his church. Oh, how God must cry when all this stuff is unearthed. And he must cry. Jesus, who gave his life for us, must weep over what's happening. You know, we have statues of our Blessed Mother weeping, and they say to me, Father Tom, why is Mary weeping? She's got a lot to weep over, because her church, the Church of God, the Roman Catholic Church, is not doing exactly what God wants them to do. There are a lot of good priests. There are a lot of good men. There are a lot of people who have given their lives to Jesus Christ, and they are the ones that you look up to. They are the ones that you follow. They are the ones that you say, this is a man of God, and I follow him and what he teaches. He teaches the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Again, I ask you to help me so that we can pay July's bills. Please, don't be one of the people because of the scandal has stopped helping. That means the gospel will not be proclaimed in areas. We've already gone off some stations, and if we do not get what we need, $15,000, we will go off more stations. And people will be cheated. The people will be cheated. That's who's cheated. The people. Always the people. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.